good afternoon and welcome to the FTS bet slip for Monday the 4th of February. A bit later today, sorry, I had some dog issues this morning. Okay, just a quick recap. Super Bowl went absolutely perfectly, didn't have to do anything with the unders. 3-0 at half time, and the Pats went on and won by the 10 points. So that was a fairly straightforward and nice profitable game, and nice to see that I profiled that one correctly. On the flip side, the golf was an absolute disaster last night, wasn't it? I had a feeling that Fowler may well come back to the pack. Gutted that I didn't lay him myself, I should have done. And when you see Fowler get into 4-5 over par, you think, well, your man's got to have a chance. And unfortunately, the worst person on the golf course at that time, other than Fowler, was our man Hoon Ahn, who just went backwards doing handsprings. Started badly, turned rubbish, finished worse. So those two unfortunately no good. Football damp squib, we had a couple of postponed games with the weather. So straight into today, I do have a horse today in the 3:15 at Taunton, Manella Till Morning, currently round about 9.4. I'll be looking to trade the price before the off by about 20%. Tom Scudamore back in the saddle. Horse was stepped right up in trip last time and drops back to a more favoured trip now. It's won at Taunton before, and I'm hoping that we get a decent run out of that front running type, so I'm hoping that it gets out and when we get traded up fairly quickly on this one in a just over 2 mile hurdle race. So Manella Till Morning in the 3:15 at Taunton is the horse to trade. Football, I have a couple of trades. Union Berlin plus 2.5. Same old story, repeat myself. For profile games, every metric I use, I had the overs as favourite here, and it isn't. So I will be getting involved in that game on kickoff, back in the over 2.5, and I will drip it in over the first couple of minutes. It's currently 2.16, so I'll probably look to get in about 2.2. For that first bet, and then over the first 10 minutes get three bets in, get them matched up and look to trade that as the goals go in. So hopefully we see a couple of goals in that game early and we can get traded up and secure a profit. If the goals go in early, I will just remove the liability on unders and try and manage the position, leaving the majority of the profit on the overs. And obviously then you can adjust that through the game as it goes. So St. Pauli Union Berlin kicking off at 7:30 in Bundesliga 2, the over 2.5 goals. And Cagliari versus Atalanta in Serie A. I'm going to wait till 30 minutes, and if there hasn't been a goal in the first 30 minutes, I will then back over 0.5 first half goals. Just for 1 point, and that'll be that. I'll just bet it and leave it on 30 minutes. If it is 0-0 at half time, if that bet has lost, I will then go in again and I will back over 1.5 goals at half time for half a point stake. If there is no goal by 65 minutes, I will have a further half point stake on over 1.5. And again, I will trade that as the goals go in. If a goal goes in between 45 and 65, I will leave the profit on the overs and scratch the unders. If a goal goes in after 65, obviously I'll see what the price does and see if I can green it up. If it's 0-0 at half time, that is the only time I place that bet. If I place the bet, the first half goal bet 30 minutes and it wins, I won't be getting involved at half time. I'll just be out there. So that all depends firstly on it being 0-0 after 30 minutes for a first half goal bet. And then if that bet doesn't win, then I will go in again at half time on the over 1.5. And again, 45 minutes, half a point, and then 65 minutes, half a point, and trade it from there. That's all I've got for today. So we've got the horse Manella Till Morning in the 3:15 at Taunton, over 2.5 at Union Berlin going in over the first sort of 10 minutes of the game, and Cagliari Atlanta a first half goal after 30 minutes. If that bet loses, then I'm going to play the over 1.5 from half time. So hopefully we get a bit of action today, those games go ahead, and we can go ahead and make some profits. And I'll be back tomorrow with the bet slip, hopefully a little bit earlier.